Reports from the Federal Reserve banks that cover the Corn Belt, Midwest, South, and the Great Plains.
They all indicate a continued downward trend in farmland values into the fourth quarter of 2016.
Down as much as 13% for some types of land in some plains states. And USDA analyst Dan Bigelow told us.
Bankers in these areas expect a declining trend to continue into 2017.
But in 2016, we had a lot of regional differences in the Corn Belt. So-called good farmland averaging only a 1% decline. Values in Illinois and Wisconsin actually increased slightly. Now, USDA says last year's drop in farm real estate value was only 0.3% nationally. Bigelow says that's the forecast for this year, but that's farm real estate.
So that goes beyond the definition of land values employed in these Federal Reserve reports. And it accounts for all land, along with the buildings contained on that land, across the entire country, the whole farm sector.
Not just the Corn Belt, Midwest, and Great Plains. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.